to see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a fiery bright sunset in an otherwise cloudy and overcast sky over the First Encounter Beach comes to us from Tara McKeever O'Sullivan, who shared this scene from her family's vacation in Easton, Massachusetts on social media on August 19th. Well, it's Tuesday, and while Tara's photo has me longing for a weekend in New England, I realize that dream is unlikely to come to pass as the next two weekend schedules don't seem to have room for it, and the back-to-school reality and the accompanying shift to more autumn-like weather on the other side of Labor Day makes a first trip a trip to First Encounter Beach unlikely. Speaking of First Encounters, while I never have been to that beach in Easton, I have a soft spot in my heart for Cape Cod in general and the Seacrest Beach Hotel in North Falmouth in particular, as it was there that on a family vacation as a child that I had my first encounter with the Atlantic Ocean. It was there that I first saw seagulls in their appropriate habitat, experientially understood where seashells came from, what salt water tastes like, what crabs look like, and what the crashing surf of the waves on the ocean felt like. That childhood vacation gave me an immersive experience of the ocean and Cape Cod, and in truth, I have never been the same. While you can see photos or even videos of the ocean, we are all just lame landlubbers until we actually experience it somewhere for ourselves. Of course, born-again Christians, whether ocean experienced or not, can tell you about a first encounter that changed them forever, as one day they lived in the dark confines of their pre-Christ existence and then experienced the light of heaven pour into their lives as they had an experiential knowledge of the gospel that caused them to surrender their lives to the lordship of Jesus Christ and to leave their former lifestyles of sin in this world system for their new life in Christ and God's eternal kingdom. And that brings us to our current series, Statements of Truth, that springs from the last portion of Step 2, Deception versus Truth, of the Steps to Freedom in Christ by Dr. Neil Anderson. That step deals with deception, and because we have completed the process of examining, confessing, and renouncing all the ways we have been deceived, the good doctor prescribes a healthy dose of truth for us. Anderson introduces the statements of truth by stating, "For 2,000 years, Christians have known the importance of verbally and publicly declaring truth. Read aloud the following statements of truth and carefully consider what you're professing. You may find it helpful to read them aloud every day for at least 6 weeks, which will help you renew your mind to the truth." So, for our current series, we are presenting each of the remaining 9 statements of truth from Step 2 of the Steps to Freedom in Christ, one at a time. We are declaring them verbally and publicly because we, like the Christians who have gone before us over the last 2,000 years, know the importance of doing so. We are also sharing the statement's associated Bible verses and sharing our thoughts about what each statement of truth is telling us, why they are important, and how they apply to our lives as Christians. So today's statement of truth is number 3. I believe that God demonstrated his own love for me and that while I was still a sinner, Christ died for me. I believe that he delivered me from the domain of darkness and transferred me to his kingdom. And in him, I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And the Bible verses listed with that statement are Romans 5:8, which says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And Colossians 1:13-14, which says, "He has delivered me from the power of darkness and he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." It was because of the love of God that Jesus went to the cross to pay for the sins of the world, and it was for us individually that he died, proving that we individually are loved by God. Not everybody accepts Jesus as their Lord and Savior, but we did. God chose us individually to be a part of his kingdom. He showed us the truth, the way, and the life that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. While we were still sinners, God welcomed us into his family and delivered us from the power of darkness, forgave our sins, and conveyed us into his kingdom, giving us eternal life now and a life with him forever. The joy of our salvation should never be forgotten, as it is a continuous experience, because we are not done yet. I was saved on March 19th of 2010, but I was also saved from so much more, as I have answered God's call on my life to sanctification and to fill my purpose in life. I was saved, set free, from addictions and bad relationships, and I was saved from a purposeless existence as I answered the call to be equipped and serve in various forms of ministry. As long as I live, I will continue to answer the Lord's call in my life and be saved from whatever else I need to repent of. Beyond that, I will really be saved when either I go into eternity or when Jesus comes back to establish his kingdom here on earth. So remember that first encounter with the Lord and rejoice over your salvation. But don't forget that your new life in Christ never ends, and your encounters with the Lord will continue until you see him face to face. Today's Bible verses come to us from the Quick Scripture Reference Guide, Reference for Counseling by John G. Cruis. This morning's meditation verses come from the section on affliction, discipline, chastisement, and trials. Philippians 1, and today's verses are Philippians 1, 12 through 26. And the Word of God says, "Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. Some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife, but some also from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition rather than from pure motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice, yes, and I will rejoice. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I am to live on in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which to choose. But I am hard-pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better. Yet to remain on in the flesh is more necessary for your sake. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that your proud confidence in me may abound in Christ through my coming to you again." Today's verses fall under the 22nd point of our Counseling Reference Guide's resource section on affliction, discipline, chastisement, and trials. While he was suffering in prison, which is the 23rd point, is while he was suffering in prison in Rome, Paul rejoiced over what God was accomplishing through it all. Today's passage of Scripture encourages us to hold a big picture view of our day-to-day experiences by seeing things in the context of the kingdom of God. Paul was in prison, but instead of focusing on his suffering, he was seeing how his sentence had a benefit that was larger than himself. Some saw Paul's faithfulness and were emboldened to believe and stand fast in their faith. Others were moved to share the gospel, some with devious motives. But even this, Paul saw in a positive light, because it means that Christ was proclaimed. And this wasn't some Pollyanna sentimental musings. Paul was in a life and death situation, and his comments acknowledge that fact. He wasn't living in denial. He was living in the truth of his situation, but he was held up because of the higher truth of God's kingdom. So Paul states that he knows that he will remain faithful and continue in proclaiming Christ because he had the hope of seeing Jesus face to face or in his return. So Paul says, for him to live is Christ, proclaiming the gospel and living it, or to die was gain. He would see Jesus in his eternal kingdom. Paul knew that Christians are in a win-win situation. If we live, we share the gospel for God's glory. If we die, we join the Lord's presence. Every day is a day we should give thanks and praise the Lord for the life he has given us and for the life we will know one day in his presence forever and ever. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Holy Spirit as we've begun chapter 21, which is entitled The Spirit Leading. So we're just giving a very short introduction from that chapter today. But if you want to check it out, go to mtforchrist.org and you'll see that post, that resource at the end of today's blog post. As always, we encourage a life of Christian discipleship. Why? Because we were saved. Saved from death and saved from so much more since then. Saved from fear and oppression, alcoholism, drug addiction, sexual addiction, and I don't know what else. And not feeling I had a purpose. When I became a member of God's kingdom, I wanted to represent his kingdom by how I lived, but most important, but also by sharing the gospel and the hope that I found in Christ and the new life that I found in Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ, our Christian doctrines, have the answers to all the problems of our life, as if we know them and apply them. So we have to know the word and live the word and experience our freedom in Christ. Now, if you don't know how to do that, we share teachings to help you with that. And they're on the podcast and our YouTube channel. They're called Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, Freedom in Christ. And they're all based on the Word of God and the teachings of Dr. Neil Anderson. I am pleased to say that yet another person has reached out and asked for the materials for one of these classes to be emailed to them. So if someone's out there listening. And we just, if that's the case, you can just email me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. And if you wanted to receive the class materials that I handed out for those classes, just contact me and I'll send them to you free of charge. They're just Word documents. And, basically they accompany the podcast. So you could listen and, or watch and listen. They are just audio recordings. And take the classes and, do the work and get equipped, experience your freedom in Christ. Because there is an expectation that we are to follow. And how do you follow? Well, you build yourself up in your knowledge and your experience of following the Lord, one day at a time. And, you press in, you listen to gospel messages, you read the Bible, you pray. You do good works. You find your purpose. You do what's right. You try to represent the kingdom wherever you go. That's our basic walking orders for a life of discipleship. And we encourage it by doing a daily practice of Bible study and prayer. That's the first thing I do. Well, not the first thing I do when I wake up. I usually exercise first and then exercise the spirit. We have to take care of our bodies, too, as part of this thing, something I'm more and more convicted about and now walking in faithfully. So I've been accountable for the last week. Not quite the whole week. I think I started Thursday or Friday. Almost a week now of being accountable to my food plan and, plan for better health. And that's it. Sometimes we need help. We reach out to somebody and say, "Hey, man, I'm trying to accomplish this, and I need someone to encourage me or just to keep me accountable." I want to be well, like, I want to be the person that God created me to be, but I need help. And there's no shame in asking for help. And just letting people know where you're coming from. When we confess, we're set free. And when we commit ourselves to follow the Lord, we really experience the joy of our salvation as we leave the darkness of this world further behind every step we take. And so we encourage Bible study. We encourage that on the podcast by providing a Bible study of our own. We did one on the on Sunday for Psalm 34 called Not Ashamed, or Psalm 34, Not Ashamed, with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti. And so if you need a Bible study or want to listen to a Bible study, we offer that on the podcast as well. We also offer a study I did on the on Bonhoeffer's discipleship. Some know his book is The Cost of Discipleship. And so we walk through the entire text. I think it was 19 lessons where we offered that up. So that's on YouTube and our podcast as well. It's an awesome book, that encourages us in our faith. So that's everything we got to say for today. Today is Tuesday. I'll be preparing for Celebrate Freedom tomorrow night. Just have to get the lessons and song selected and get those materials ready to roll. And that way I can go and encourage myself and others in recovery and discipleship to experience that new life in Christ. So that's part of my purpose. And I'm very, very thankful for it. So, but today I got to work also off to the day job. So let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you so much for all that you do for us. We thank you for the life that you've given us, for what you saved us from and what you're saving us to. And Lord, we'll never forget that we've been forgiven of all our sins because of the love of your love for us and because of Christ's work for us and dying for us on the cross. But we don't focus on the pain and death of his crucifixion as much as we focus now on the new life that we have because of his resurrection. We've been resurrected and brought to life, and we just pray for you to help us walk in it. So we pray for anyone who's listening or reading today's message that they'd be blessed in their walk of and blessed in their prayer request and their walk of faith. Lord, and we just pray for you to go before all of us today to open our eyes to the things you want us to see and to move our steps in the things you would have us do. Because, Lord, since you've saved us, all we want to do is represent you in your kingdom because of the love we have for you. That reflects the love you have for us. And so, Lord, we just pray for you to go before us today. And, Lord, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. And we pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.